Okay, so we're going to do the Sif Seichein, Parshas Achodesh, and I just want to dedicate this for a Refuah Shlema for Elimelech Avriel ben Dvorah, Malka Rivka bat Shulamit, Rivka Chana bat Zipporah, Dalia Tzura bat Riva Breina, and Yeshayahu Tzvi HaKohen ben Rivka. So I'll have a Refuah Shlema in tzchus of our learning. Okay, so we're going into Parshas Achodesh. And so this is the last of the four. And so this is like the apex of this journey of the four parashios. So it says like this: B'Shavas ha-Revias shel ha-Dalet parashios Meir Os Yud shel Hashem Havoyah Baruch Hu ha-Ramez L'Sfiras Chachma. So on this Shabbos of Parashas HaChodesh, we've been working our way backwards towards the meaning of going Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we've been going from the lower Hey up to the Yud. And so this is the pinnacle of the process. We're going to reach the Os Yud, which is commensurate with the idea of Chachma, the meat of Chachma. So look at the side here. Os Yud Shebashem Havoyah Bor LaShamayim Kasav the Parshas Chodesh Merumaz Keneged Os Yud Shebashem Havoyah Baruch Hu Shehu Reishis Hagiloy. So the idea of the Yud is the first. It's the beginning of the revelation. And this is the first mitzvah, right? That we had when we were coming out of Mitzrayim, which is this idea of the renewal of the world. And this is really the idea of the Os Yud and the first revelation of that, of this aspect of Chachmah. Okay, so we're going to see here. Recurrent ba parshas achodesh, hi ha parsh hamad, hamad cheles achodesh el lachem, shamar Hashem yisparach l'moshe rabbeinu barosh hachodesh nisan. So this we read from parshas achodesh, which is Shemos Perek Yud Beis, and it talks about, starts with the first mitzvah of achodesh el lachem, which Hashem told to Moshe Rabbeinu on the first of Nisan, Shnem Rabba, Hischachas Hashana, Hischachas Kiyam HaMitzvah. So it's like this whole idea of like this new start of the year, a new start of the idea of the mitzvos, and Vayideze Meir Or Chadosh Min Bechinas Chaya. So that this idea, there's this revelation of the light, a new light coming from the idea of Chaya. Well, actually, let's look at this note side over here on Beis. Bechinas Chaya, who had notes haor. So tirevititbonein. So look and contemplate. The kasher ha'adam lo made ezo sugya amuka umit amik ba ve'enu mevina. So if a person's involved in learning something, right, and he's like really delving into it, but doesn't understand, the achar ha'yun. And after the work that the person did, their exploration that they did, after a certain period of time, nitnotzes barayono pitom seichel v'chachma chadasha v'havin laskil kol ha'inyan. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he has like a kind of like an awakening, and it's like that the comic strip where the guy has like a light bulb go off, like all of a sudden he's like, wait a second, I get it, you know, and he's able to all of a sudden understand. So where did this come from? How come all of a sudden he, like out of nowhere, he starts understanding? Nothing's changed. The guy's the same, you know, person with the same, you know, comprehension and mental capacity. So what happened here? V'shem ish lo amar lo klom sheikabu mimeno seichel v'chachma mechudeshes. And no one said anything to him that should now all of a sudden allow him to have this new awakening and this new understanding. Acha inyan hu. What's going on here is the b'chol eish sha'adam lomed. As long as a person's learning, harehu mishtamish im sichlo ha'omedes bebina. What he's using is, he's using his comprehension, his seichel, that is in the area, the realm of bina. Sha'ad sham megia seichel ha'adam. That's where a person's comprehension can go. Achen kishemayen ma'amik heitev bebina. So as he lurks, as he explores and he works through well through his bina, then what happens is he actually accesses nichnas kitzas miha'aras ha'chachma elabina. He's actually able to access a little bit from chachma, from wisdom. V'az balo sechel chadash misiras chachma shamir at einav be'inyan hanyotza. So all of a sudden, it's like he's able to like tap into chachma that gives him this new like enlightened way of seeing things. The zohar b'china nasa b'chol shabbos shabbos. And the truth is that we can access this type of enlightened way of seeing things on Shabbos, because on Shabbos niftachin shari hashefa v'yeri kitzas ora v'shefa mimkor hashabbos kodesh. Because on Shabbos we're able to get a special like illumination, and we get this special flow from the holy Shabbos, which is called, because there's this idea, I guess, in Kedusha of Chachma. He says here, Shehu ha-bechachma nikra kodesh, kidisa b'zor ha-kodesh. V'zeh kastu b'zor ha-kodesh, m'sheyechon l'chadesh yoter chidush yitar b'shabbos b'me'achol. So a person can come up with greater insights on Shabbos in his Torah learning than during the week. Ki b'shabbos kodesh meyer shefa ha-chachma l'mi shehigia l'bina. Because on Shabbos, Holy Shabbos, you have this enlightened type of flow from chachma. When you're accessing bina, you max out your bina, and then all of a sudden you're sitting on the border of chachma, and then on Shabbos you have this opening. And that what happens is you all of a sudden are able to have this new ability to access these new ideas in Torah. Now I can say for myself personally that when I learn Maral during the week, it's not the same as when I learn on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, I just have more of clarity. Now, it could be because it's Shabbos and I'm turning off all the distractions. But I think that I actually can tell you that I think there's something in this, what I've experienced it firsthand, that there's more of an ability to see things and understand them on Shabbos than during the rest of the week. Now, there are people, they say that a Talmud Chacham is Shabbos. They say that idea that, you know, so it could be that that's what he means, like, you're accessing all the time this ability to reach into Chachma, you know, whereas like the simple people, if we're lucky, we get it on Shabbos. Okay, but it's an interesting idea. Now, so that's the idea of Chaya, that you, so all of a sudden you're able to access this next realm. Now, back to the middle here. V'hine pu'ulas sfiras chachmahu. So this, the act of the sfira chachma, it notices this Ryan beinan chadash b'moach adam. Right. So what we're saying is that there's this ability to access new ideas in a person's mind. Is that Ramos ba'os yud shebashem shehi nekuda katana. So this is like a hint to the letter yud, which in a sense in Hashem's name is that small point. The kasher rotzin lichtov ezaot, because when you want to write a letter, kostun mikodem nekuda katana, it starts with the point. And then from there, that point, you expand for both, you know, directions. But also, the asoto b'tzurat ezo ochi yirtzel hakose. Right. That's so. Then you're going to basically continue on to then create whatever type of shape you're going to make for that letter. V'chein hu b'sfirat chachma shehi had noted tzitz rayon chadash. So we remember we went through this whole idea of chachma is really like that, the idea, the thought before the, it's like the original, like highest level of idea, right? So too, this idea of chachma is that it's like a small, it's the beginning of the new idea. And then from there, v'yachar chachma, drachev mitpashet ha'inyan ha'idei ha'sfirot shetachteha, u'motzina tam mikoach ala po'al. So that it's like, it becomes actualized as it goes down from that level of chachma into the lower realms, so it's like a continuation. So the same way, so that's why this idea of chachma being associated with the idea of chachma, right? Yud, being associated with chachma, is this idea that chachma is that point, it's the beginning point. Now just going back, turning back to Os Gimel here. Hischadshus b'chachma ayde Os Yud. V'oiv Yisrael, hevi miharav ha-magi mi-mizrich, al ha-mishnah, there's a world that's called I guess the parallel to it is the Golem, and that's something. It was a world called Golem. So the idea is something that it's like outside, not necessarily accessible, right? V'hu olam ha'chachma shu b'chinas yud, shu ha'os hazeh hu b'chinas golam, ki hu nekuda ketana. It's a small point. V'yochal etzayim yimena ka'os shi'yertzev. And from there, you can form any other letter. V'zehu b'chilu fehem. Im tirtze la'achlif eza dover b'golam, haynu shetzarech la'alot oto ha'dover l'b'chinas golam, v'sham yuchal la'achlifo ad kan l'ashon Hatahora, I guess. Okay, so fine. So this idea of that is like that pinch. That's like that point, that starting point, that really far out idea that can then become something. So now, let's load in Ostalit here. Chachma hatchala sitnotzitzus harayon biyosha divrei emes bier inyan svirot chachma v'bina v'das. So he explains over there these three, the Chabad svirot. Okay. That everything has this aspect of Chachma Bina Das. Al Derech Mashal. So he gives a nice mashal, gives a parable. Mi Shechoshek Levnos Lo Beis Dir. A person wants to build a house. Machshav HaRishona B'chala Nikra Chachma. So that first idea is called the idea of Chachma. Shehi Mechuna La'osir. And that's the idea of the connection of an idea is the letter Yod. Shehi rak nekuda ketana golem levad. V'achar kach keshematchil harchiv machshavato b'havanav libo lekan lekan. But as he now starts to expand his thoughts and to explain, like to really like play, kind of really build out in his mind the idea of marchiv hamachshava lechol tzad in beofen zeh yehabayit o beofen zeh. Like is it going to be this way or that way that he's going to have his house? Shu nikra begashmias orech v'rochav, right, in length and width. It's all built on the first starting point of the Chachma, that first little idea. So, ki Chachma.
It's like a seed, right? It's
correct. Correct. But you know what? I'll tell you like what I keep on thinking of. It's like, I don't know why, but maybe because we like, but when you think about, when we talk about the Mun, they say that the Mun is like a seed. And what is the Mun? The Mun was that place where you had the physical realm meet the spiritual realm. So it's a little point. So it's like this idea of Chachma also. Chachma is on the outer, it's really outlying outside of our realm, right on the border. It's that starting point. Because from here, outside of Chachma, it's Keser, right? That's not accessible. We don't even understand that. Chachma is the first point where we can start comprehending something, you know? And so it's interesting how he described it before, that we're in Bina, we can't understand it, but then Chachma, like, there's a glimpse of Chachma that comes in that allows us to now all of a sudden have this new idea. So now he's saying here, so it's like you said, that seed, that little point. Ki Chachma hi hamachshava hagolmet levad. V'nelam ba ech yiyeh habayit banoi, right? It's not, you don't have any clue. It's like, it's all, like it's a total concept. It's like, you don't even know how the house is going to be built. V'bina hi hitpashtas ha'avana la'asota v'tzur ha'nachona. V'zehu ha'avana shemevin davar mitoch davar. So that's how you can, when we talk about bina, it's like understanding one thing from, that's an outgrowth of something else. Machma shetzarek bayis ledorbo, muchrach liyot bo kach v'kach pitchim. So, I need to live in a house. I'm going to have to figure out how many doors we're going to need. Kach v'kach halonos, how many windows? Kach orech, kach orochav, how long, you know. So like the height, the length, the depth of miyashiv efshar kach tov v'achar kach chozev esoter mashav to lo tov kach elakach v'chozev nikra havana. So this idea, this process of working through, of this process. Now pu'ula tadas. So the act of das, because it's chachma bina das. That from there, so we go with chachma. That's the concept. Bina now we're starting to like expand, and then das. So after he finishes his drawing, that it's going to be this way. Shenigmar barlo lo va'ofen acher asai eno soter machshavto umamida kibrushana the shehivin habavana kach o kach rak mamin machshavto al davar tzir echad the davar bezeh hatzir bezeh nikra das. So I guess the final drawing, right, is that he of what he like, I guess bringing it down to the next level of where you're going to be able to actualize it is going to be in Das. Okay, v'hu nikra Das. Milashon v'yada Adam lashon hit kashrut. It's like a connection. Rotzelam shemetchila lo haya mekusha b'zeh. V'mei shahaya b'libo pamim kach kain v'pamim lo kain. Lohaya yodea malasat. He's like going back and forth. He's not sure which way he's going. Lohaya mekusha klal hatsir b'daito. Aval achar kach kishayesh yichid b'daito. When he's finally figured out, okay, I'm going to go in this direction. Az nit yachta hachach mashalo bebina shalo aide hadas. So like everything kind of comes together in the realm of das. Bein lo rak machshava achashehu b'hadas hamigala b'hachach mavabina. ובזה הדס הולך תמיד ובונה כל חדרו של הבית, ונמצא הדס היא גמר מחשבתו ושלמות. It's like the final process. It's the final piece in this process of where things kind of come together. So it's like more of the final like blueprint that he's going to have. יחר כך, בזה הדס הולך תמיד מלא כל חדרו בדיה זו, וזו בדס חדר ממלא. So like with through das, the rooms become filled because it's like an actualization. Okay, fine. So, but the idea here is that what he's really, that's like further down, but in this Shabbos of Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, we're talking about the Osriya because we're talking about a beginning point, which is in our terminology, we're going to say it's the Osyud. It's the idea of Chachma. That's the starting point of this process. So we're actually worked our way back from Hey Tata all the way now to this Yud, the idea of the early stages of the formulation of an idea. But that's really indicating, it's like you can talk at seed, you can talk the idea of a new beginning. That's like you have to have that point in time that you're the point of departure. Fine. So now back to the middle here in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. V'lachin, b'yom hazeh, rosh chodesh nisan, shenivra ha'olam b'maseh. So therefore, when it comes to this day, which is, God willing, on Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the world was creating in actuality. Hainu b'riyas ha'adam shu ikar tachas abriya, which is really, the truth is the creation of man, which is the point of creation. And so then when man is created on that day, nasa hischachus basara matonos tovos lahaklal Yisrael, ubetocham hakamas mishkan Hashem, vahatchalas avodasa. So on that day, there was this schachus on 10 matonos tovos that were given to the Jewish people. And then within that, included in that is the Mishkan and the beginning of the process of the Avodah. So therefore, every year when we come back, we have this renewal of the world. So it's the beginning point of this of the world. So like we're coming back to that period. So let's look at a side here on Osei. Riyas Olam Benisan. Kfar Nitbar Leal. So we've had this idea of the Machlokas of Rilazar and Rabbi Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Lazar Savar Betishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Benisan Nivra Olam. Right? So we have these two opinions. Rabbi Lazar held that Tishrei was when we have Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yeshua says it was in Nisan. And Tosus explains, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Mechayim, that they're actually not arguing, but they're actually talking about different aspects. The Ikala Meimar, the Tishrei, Allah B'machshava Libros, V'lo Nivra Ad Nisan. That Tishrei was the concept, Allah B'machshava, and then it was actualized in Nisan. The Hizbir HaRizal, the Rizal explains, the Yesh Bechinas Ibor Bechinas Leda, right? Because there's two ideas. There's one of conception, or let's call it pregnant, and then you have the idea of the actual birth. Each one has its own opinion. Meaning what? These are really talking about different aspects of the same thing. That what? Kibet Tishrei Haya Ha'ibor. Tishrei was the pregnancy, the beginning of the conception. And V'chein Osios Tishrei Haim Osios Rashis. So Tishrei is Rashis. U'benisan Haisa Aleda. But when it came down to the actual birth, that was in Chodesh Nisan. Shetzarach Nisim Latzeitz Min Habeten Be'es Leda. So you need miracles in a sense when you come out from the womb, or at the time of birth, the chemora nisan inyan nes. So that's why we see this idea that nisan has this aspect of miracle, of the miracle, the miraculous. Ubo haita hagula b'nes, and that's why the nature of the gula at the time of, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have a lot of these miracles that are occurring. Okay, so Okay, v'yadua ki kol yitzias Mitzrayim huzkira b'lashan leida, which is interesting. Like, if you look at, like, a lot of times when they reference coming out of Egypt, the idea of birth is used, that language. The evor alayich v'erech mitposeses b'damayich, right? So I'm going to pass by, and I'm going to see all this blood, and it's blood of Leda. B'rosh Hashana huskar alashon harayon, k'mo shem hayom harasolam, right? This is the pregnancy. B'lo amar nivra ha'olam, k'mo tishrei haya harayon. It was the beginning, it was the pregnancy period. So it's the beginning point, so we celebrate Rosh Hashanah there, but with the actual coming into the actualization of creation was in Nisan. That's the way Tosos learns, and the Ari. So now, we said there were 10 matanos that were given to us at this point in time in Chodesh Nisan. So he says in Parsha Shmini, maybe Rashi Zal, She'osa Hayom, when we talk about Yom HaShmini, which is the, right, there was 7 day, the Shiva Yimei Miluim, and then this 8th day was Shmona, this 8th day was the first day, which we explained is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And there we got Natal Asara Atarot, 10 crowns, Rishon L'Masa Bereshis, Rishon L'Nisim, V'chule, K'disa V'Seder Olam, Zed Lashon Toros Kohanim, Osar Hayom Natal Asara Toros. So what are they? Rishon L'Masa Bereshis, Rishon L'Nisim, Rishon L'Kahuna. So it's the starting point for the Kahuna, for Nisim, for Avoda, for Yiridas Ha'esh, Rishon Yiridas Ha'esh. Right, we saw that the Esh came down on Mizbeach. Rishon L'Achilas Kadshim, Rishon L'Roshei Chadashim, Rishon L'Shkon Shechina B'Yisrael, Rishon L'Varachet Yisrael Ad Kan. Which is, by the way, it's kind of like, it gets lost in the shuffle, but if you look closely at last week's parsha in Shmini, Aaron gives the bracha to Klal Yisrael, which probably is the first time that you have Birchas Kohanim. So now you see they have all these firsts that are these 10 gifts that were given, right? So the creation, Nisim start, the Kahuna starts up, Avoda, the Esh comes down, Achilas Kachim. The idea of Rosh Chodesh, God dwelling amongst us, because that's what happens when you open up the Mishkan for actual. And then, Rishon L'Varachet Yisrael. So I'm missing one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Missing one, okay. So what is it about Kavanah? So you have 10 different types of things that are beginning points. Because this idea of, since it's the beginning, it's the Os Yud, it's the beginning of Chachma, so you have in it this incredible power of beginnings. Right? So you see all these different great things that occur that are the first starting point, the point of departure for all these incredible things. Fine. So now, we said that that when we come to this point every year, we're coming to this idea, this point of Chiddush HaOlam, the renewal or the beginning point of the world. So too, there's this idea of Minui Malachim, that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's the Rosh Chodesh also, the Rosh Hashanah for counting the king, right? A king's, you know, when we calculate the years of a king, it starts also from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, fine. So just continuing on. Okay, so let's go to Kuf Sadi Beis here. So he says, "V'yom hazeh." So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, "Hitchil Hashem Yisroel gam kein letzavos et bnei Yisrael chidushei dinim halachos shel Torasenu Hakadosha." So what happened on Rosh Chodesh was this was the day that Hashem started giving over the mitzvos to Klal Yisrael. Hava misfirat chachma. They all come from the place of chachma, like it says, "K'moshe kasuv araisav me chachma." Nafkis, because the Torah is coming from the ask from where? From Chachma. V'lachein yesh b'Shabbos hazo skula lehasos beria chadasha. So in this Shabbos, we have this incredible school, this incredible power to become a new being. L'hachil mechadash b'avodas Hashem yisbarach b'limud ha-Torah v'kiyam ha-mitzvos v'gam yesh bo haskula l'chadesh chidushei Torah. So we have this incredible power of starting anew in our avodas Hashem, in our learning of Torah, in doing the mitzvos, and also to be able to like access chidushei Torah. So if you go back over here to Kuf Tzadi Beis in the first that like where it says poskim meuraot kol hashana. So he says here ba'agra dekala hachodesh harishon be'achad lachodesh kasav kibanu de'osan hayud beis yem harishon and denisa nimei hakravas hanasiim. So another aspect, another layer that we have here is that the first 12 days of Chodesh of Nisan are parallel to the 12 days that the Nisim brought their karbanos, those the Chanukah Sabayas. And therefore, Hema Koach Klali liyud beis Chad Sheyashana. So they have within them the power of the twelve months of the year. Kol Yom Rome is the Chodesh Alein. Each day is hinting to a full month. Kein Shemanami, the Admar Harava Kodesh for the Rimen over. Zatzal, v'zachi harot yicholim lehitbonen b'chol yom ezo me'arot yeh b'chodesh asher hu neged hayom ahu. So on each of those days, so like the first day is Nisan, the whole month of Nisan. The second day is Iyar. So like on each day, I guess if you're plugged into this, you can actually foresee what's going to happen in that commensurate month going forward, right? So you'll second day of Nisan, you're accessing what's going to happen in Iyar. The third day, you're accessing Sivan, the Chule. And he says that the Chavod Admor Harav HaKadosh from Lublin, Hayakose Baruch Kadosh B'chol Yom Ma'iya B'chol Chodesh. Wow, so he actually had that ability, and he was able to see what's going to happen in that, you know, that upcoming month down in the year. Hayakose Baruch Kadosh, right? Kenoda Hadavar B'firsum L'chavrosen HaKadosh U'ba'oso Hashana Shenitbakesh B'yeshiva Shamala B'chodesh Menachem L'kosov Rak Ad Menachem V'inyan Hu B'firsum. Okay, so something, there was a lot going on there, I guess, right? They wanted to know so I guess there was this idea of like on that year that above they were wanted to know about what was going to happen in Av, so he was only able to write till Menachem Av. And this is a well-known story. Okay, fine. But either way, so you see this incredible power of accessing Hischachos. So he says here, Hischachos HaTorah, but Parashas Ob Metchelet Chidushei Dinim Halachos Shel Torah Sein HaKadosh. So we see that this idea, this first Parakeet Beis in Shemos here, when we read it on Shabbos in the Maftir, so that's where we see the beginning of getting all the halachas. This is concerning the halachas Pesach, the Karban Pesach, the Chulei. So Amar Rav Yitzchak lo hayat zarech la'achila the Torah ela bi'achodesh ezelachem shehi mitzvah rishona shenistavu bo Yisrael k'mavor le'al shekol it noted to its rayon chadosh nitzmach nisiyos chachma. So it's interesting that he's quoting that first Rashi in Bereishis, that right Rav Yitzchak Rashi starts out by saying that the Torah really should have started from the first mitzvah, which is HaChodesh HaZalachem. So we see the whole idea of giving over mitzvos and the idea of being able to have that connectivity where we can connect to God's will, that started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he says, B'Shabbos Zeh, Nizkain Tachlis HaBriyah, and that on this Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, of Parshas HaChodesh, the purpose of creation is fulfilled. V'tekev Acharkach Kasav Rashi Zal, Bereishis, B'Shvil HaTorah Shenikreis, Rashis Darko, which fill Yisrael Sher Nikru Rashis Tivoso, the Kasa Beberos Mamayim. Right, so we've got this famous Rashi. He also says that when you read the word Bereishis, Rashis, it's four Rashis. Bir Rashis, four. What's Rashis? So there are multiple things that are Rashis. One is the idea of Torah, which is called Rashis Darko, or Yisrael, which is called the Rashis Tivoso. So the Beberos Mamayim says, Yan ki b'chodesh hazeh, Hivdilino Hashem Mikolam. Because in this month, Hashem separated us from all the other nations. So Bachar Banu Yoslo, La'am Skula Vizchus, Avosenu HaKadoshim, Asher Kimu Torah HaKadosha, Od kodem shenitna. So Hashem chooses us to be His Am Skula because of the schus of the avos who held, who kept the Torah even before it was given. Va'av ha'halachos shenischachu nitvadolahem. And even the new things, the new, these new halachos are really no, they were communicated to them. Amnam b'doras shabo achareihem nitmahato hachachma v'prat b'galas mitzrayim naflu ma'od min hakadusha v'tachlis hashiflus. But there was a real dropping off, so to speak, after this. V'ayah mehechrech l'mam harsinai. So that it led up to this l'mam harsinai. V'lelei chasadav hamerubim kimat asher lo yizkar v'lo yipaket or shem yisrael v'havad the hodos l'Hashem yidala ki zachar et briso, right? He remembers his bris with us. Yisala ki zachar et briso hotzianu b'mitzrayim yad chazaka v'karanu v'lein har sinai v'natalanu b'hatorah kadosha l'horos lanu ha'derech bo nehilech v'hamasa asher yaseh ha'dam v'chay b'hem b'zeh v'ba v'zeh lanu tova gedola asher ein la shir v'erech. But I guess it's interesting. So he's saying that we were zochet to get the Torah because of our avos. We ended up going through a process of basically falling off and losing it all, and then coming full circle and getting it again. And so he's saying, therefore, so that's why we have this minog now, to read this parsha, the God Masefer Torah b'fnei atzma, also like a totally like standalone, we take out a separate Torah for this. Leman shayidezen noda v'nit parsim godel hato alata. Right, so it's like to make a point. This is a big deal. Ki yavinu hakol asher ikar habriya haita b'shvil Yisrael, so that people should know that the reason for creation is Yisrael. V'ikron shay Yisrael hu haTorah, and what are we here for? We're here because of the Torah. To be able to be mekayim the mitzvos, v'hachna v'kedushas hadibor v'tara v'hamachshava v'ideza nuchol lahatos kol ha'etchatshus hashana lahanatenu v'latavaseinu, so that now we're able to now take this incredible power of hischatshus of the new year to be able to take it for our good. V'zeh ha'ikar sha'achias talay bo v'zeh uba. Now what's interesting is I just want to show you this. He keeps on saying gazet ubeba. Okay, so I want to show you something that someone pointed out. Let me bring this up here. That at the end of Megillah, Masechta Megillah, it has the ending of the Masechta is pretty interesting. There's a Rashi that ends, and let me pull it up here for you. Okay, let's see if I got it. Okay. Check this out. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. So the Gemara here, this is the ending of Maseches Megillah. It says, "Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael." So we know this famous pasuk. This is our text for the Kiddush on Yontif. "Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael." And from this, the Gemara explains that in the mitzvah shikarno son called Echad ve'echad bizmano. Tanu Rabbanan, what does it mean? So that if you should read it, each one in its time. Moshe tikin lahem Yisrael, shi yushar l'midarshim b'inyano shalyom. So they're deriving from the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, that when it comes to that time of year, you should that they should be involved in Shalom Vidarshan, like learning about the day, the yana of the tachas of the day. When it comes to Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. Fine, Pesach learn about Pesach, Atzeres Shavuos learn about Shavuos, Chag Sukkos Suk. Fine, check out this Rashi. Rashi says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe tikan lehem Yisrael shi yushar lehem chulei. Okay. Lama hutzrach lichtov kan. Vayidaber Moshe. Why does it say this? Like, and Moshe spoke. V'chikol ha-mitzvos kulon lo amar Moshe al Yisrael. Didn't Moshe tell them all the mitzvos? So what do you mean, Vayidaber Moshe? Mahu Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Okay. You hear the question? Meaning, I thought everything in the Torah is Moshe telling Klal Yisrael. So why does it say it here? So Milamid Shaya Medaber Iman Hilchos Kol Moed V'Moed Bizmanam. Okay, so to teach us here that there was actually something different than the other mitzvos, that Moshe actually would tell them the halachos at their specific time. Pesach and Pesach, Atzeres and Atzeres, Sukkos and Sukkos. Okay? Shai medabrimar and halachos kol moed v'moed bizmanam. And listen to this line. Lo diach chukei ha'alokim v'torosav v'kiblu v'kimu schar ha'mitzos aleihem v'albaneim v'zeh u'beba. Okay, you see that? V'zeh u'beba? So what is he doing? So Rashi says something. He's lehodia to give them the chukei halokim, the chukim and the Torah of Hashem, and then they received it. The kimu schar hamitzvos aleihem. They received, and they were mekayim. Now, what does he say here? The schar hamitzvos aleihem v'albaneim b'zeh u'beba. What do you think that means? Right? So they received them, they were Mekayim. So it should say the mitzvos. That's not what it says. It says schar ha-mitzvos. They received and they accepted upon themselves the schar of the mitzvah on them and on their children. For in this world and for the next world. It's a strange lashon. So what Rashi is perhaps saying is something unbelievable. That what they received from Moshe and what they accepted upon themselves is the point of this. A little bit different than the nuance of what he was saying here in the Sif Seichein, but rather that they accepted upon themselves, what is the Schar HaMitzvah? I'm accepting upon myself Schar HaMitzvah? The reward of the mitzvah? What do you mean that they were, what do you mean? I'll take the bonus. I'll take $1 million, the Schar of the mitzvah. I'll accept that upon myself. What does that mean? Doesn't make sense. But what it's saying is, we don't understand. We get so, like, we think schar mitzvah means I get myself whatever the pleasure is, you know, associated with food, associated with other pleasures. So the schar of a mitzvah is pleasure. Is that what it is? Like we're like, you know, like the fish at the aquarium, and they throw the fish in after I do a good flip. I mean, is that what a schar mitzvah is? I get the fish? No, that's not what it is. Okay, so Elamai, what Rashi's saying is that they were makabel upon themselves. They understood now that they were going to accept upon themselves the schar of the mitzvah, which means I am understanding and I'm accepting upon myself this, that I'm going to accept schar mitzvah, which means that when I do a mitzvah, I understand that this is actually fantastic for me, to be able to become the best person that I can become. That's what they accepted upon themselves. So he's telling them over this stuff at their specific times, but to tell them over the whole idea of Torah and its mitzvah and the chukim, and they accepted upon themselves this concept of what it means. A mitzvah is actually, the schar of the mitzvah is to allow me to become the best that I can become. And that's what they accepted upon themselves. For this world and for the next world. Meaning that I'm buying into the system. Because what I get now is that the whole idea of the system is to allow me to become the best that I can become. That's what Rashi's saying. It's a wild Rashi. It's kind of out there because it's like, you know, what is he saying? But that's exactly what Rashi's saying. And so if you go back to the Sif Seichein here, he's kind of like, right, so he said that they were talking to read this special reading, right, to make a big deal to show you that, hey, this is a big deal, that this is the point of the whole creation is for Yisrael, and the point of Yisrael is HaTorah V'kiyam Mitzvoseha, and to do it in a modest B'hachna V'kedushas HaDibor V'taras HaMachshava, so that we should elevate ourselves. It's like the same way that what Hashem said to Avram, I want you to go lech lecha, I want you to go for you to become the most you. It's the same lashon. You hear? So he's saying like kind of what Rashi, I think that's like where he's getting it from. V'zeu kavanas Rav Yitzchak Barmer lo haya tzarach la'atchil et satora ela me'achodesh ezel lochem. Back in the Yitziv Sechein, Rotzon lomar ki me'haparsha zot, from this, noda lanu gam kein ha'pina ha'gedola me'amunas ha'chidesh ha'olam. So from, we want to say that from this week, right, we know this idea of this, the, right, ha'pina ha'gedola me'amunas ha'chidesh ha'olam. Shabbos Baruch Hu Hamichadesh B'chol Yom Tamin Ma'as Separations. Right, so we're tapping into this incredible idea of us believing that Hashem is being mechadesh the world every moment, every day. Ubi Yado L'Shanas Kasher Yechbatz La'ara Oleitiv Ayin Sham Hem Shechenyim. But within this, now we're saying we're tapping in to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the ability to do anything and make changes at any moment in time. But the idea that when we come to this point in time in the year, we're accessing a very powerful, energy. We'll call it energy that of his chadshus. Okay, fine. So now, and so that part of what we're accessing also is the ability to access Torah and the his chadshus in Torah. Okay, and so. You jump to
I mean, it's no accident that it's springtime, right?
That's and if anything, we see that there is a whole idea, the whole system that we have is not a pure lunar calendar. It has to be Chodesh Aviv, right? It's the Chag Aviv. It has to be in the spring, right? So it's very much tied into that. The only problem is, what if you live in Australia? But the idea, I guess, is that we're, you know, here, like over on this side of the world. It's spring. So fine. But yes, 100% has to be Chodesh Aviv. So now, jumping to Kuf Tzadi Gimel. B'Shabbos Zo Nase Adem Beri Chadasha. You see that? So in Osiyud. So B'Sif Seit Tzadi Kasa. The Reparshas HaChodesh Ba Nitzas Or Chadash. So when we're reading this piece from Parshas Bo, it has a spark of the new light. That each one of us can access this idea of being a completely new being. So here for us, it's easy. It's like, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Achodesh, it's all in one. But he's saying in a normal year, a lot of times it's the part of the Shabbos before, that even in the Shabbos already, this ability to access this incredible new energy is already available. Because in general, we always have this idea that it's the Shabbos that's prior to the day, that already that energy is there, it's present on the Shabbos that precedes. Okay, fine. So back to Kuf Tzadi Dalet, in the middle, Achim, Yadua, So we know that in order to access something new, you have to kind of get rid of the old tzura, the old form. Let's say you want to change this metal. Right, so you melt it down and you start fresh. That's how you have to get rid of really the old form. So I would say it this way: in order to get that fresh start, you kind of have to let go of the old garbage. You got to let go of the baggage. The cave in Shekharana b'Shabbos Hakodesh Parshas Parah. So since last week we had Parshas Parah, Shal Yada Nitarnu Mikol Atumos Behazot Shlishi. Okay. So Vishvi, right? You have the sprinkling of the third and the seventh day, like we have. But he's saying it's kind of like you're playing on the idea of the third and the seventh sprinklings that we have by the Paraduma, l'tarenu miklipa sinu mitumasenu v'shirasan zo tarasan. So the breaking is the ability to then access purity. Korin Tekef b'shava shachare ha-parsha shal ha-chodesh ezeh lachem sheba mavur hizchad shes ma'asa ha-mitzvos v'avodas ha-chana d'rabo l'chag ha-pesach m'mitzvosah v'zeh osin kabbalah chadash l'izchadesh b'avodas ha-shem yisbarach mesiyot nefesh, right? So this process of parshas para then leads us into ha-chodesh where we're now able, right, to get this newness, there's a new beginning of doing mitzvos, of also the beginning of the process of getting ready for Chag Pesach and all of the associated mitzvos, which we read about in Parshas Chodesh. And through this, Bezeos and Kabbalah, Chadasha, Lizchadesh, Bavodas Hashem Yisbarach, Mesiris Nefesh, and we're also accepting upon ourselves, we're starting fresh now, we're going to do Avodas Hashem with a new zest, with a new beginning. The Kabbalah Hazeh, Halazeh, and by being able to take upon ourselves this, like, okay, I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to be, a new beginning here. Zochen le'asos keberi chadasha v'lekabel tzura chadasha. We're able to become new beings. V'aydeze nizke l'kirvas elokim b'chodesh nisan. And through this, we'll be able to attain a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this month. Adai nizke l'berchas chachmenuzal. And so that will be zochet to the bracha that it said that the Chazal teach us that what benisan nigalu will benisan atidin ligal b'mher v'yameinu amen. So that we should be able to access the power of the geula. So that just like we were once upon a time taken out and we experienced the geula, so too we should be able to access this special time of year to be able to access that and to become, get rid of the old, let go of the baggage, whatever kind of encumbers us, let go of those things, and then move forward in a fresh and new and energetic and vibrant way. And through that, we'll be... Huh?
Spring cleaning.
Wait, one at a time.
I said spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning, exactly, right?
I said rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated, yeah. I mean, I went to, years ago, we're talking 30 years ago, I went to this class. I go to Borough Park with a group of guys from YU. We learned Tanya with Rav Moshe Wolfson. And then when he came to Chodesh Nisan, I think he kind of told us, like, I'm sorry, guys, I don't have any availability. And he told us about certain Gedolim that would kind of, their tshuvas came shorter. They were like, they wanted to take advantage of the incredible power of his chachas that exists in Chodesh Nisan. So they basically... they curtailed certain other activities so that they could focus on tapping into this incredible power. So we should be zocha that we should be able to have this incredible access, the incredible energy, powerful energy of Chodesh Nisan, and that we should be able to then from there see tremendous blessing and growth and continue, being able to access, like Rashi said, the Schar Mitzvah, right? So the Schar Mitzvah is be able to really tap into what a mitzvah is, and that in that way we become, it's like schar mitzvah, right? The reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. But when you understand it like this, that it means that you're getting connected to God and getting all the goodness that God has put into that mitzvah. Like, guys, you do this, you're going to become that much better. We took upon ourselves, we understood now, oh yeah, this mitzvah, that's actually going to help us become better people. Fantastic. That's Kabbalah schar mitzvahs. That's what Rashi's saying. It's pretty unbelievable, Rashi, though, at the end of Megillah. All right. Good Shabbos. Next time, I think I'm going to try to do a piece of morale from Gvuras Hashem. We'll see. I'm looking at some of those pieces. I have to wait till Shabbos, though, to be able to access it. So.